You're listening to Feminist Soundbites by the Association for Progressive Communications, bringing updates on FERN, the thriving feminist internet research network, and its groundbreaking new research. We'll be talking to contributors around the globe about critical issues never before explored in depth, all through the lens of feminist methodologies. Who are these researchers? What are their interests? And what new approaches are they bringing? Join us as we connect, learn, and grow. In this episode, we talk with Aya El Hosseini, a feminist researcher and evaluator based in Egypt and the Netherlands, who leads research on tech-facilitated violence and its implications on the sexual rights and health of women and LGBTIQ+ communities. What would you say is the goal of your research and the importance of exploring these critical intersections of tech and feminism?
My name is Aya El Hosseini. I'm a feminist researcher. I have a background in public health. I am Egyptian and currently I live in between Egypt and the Netherlands. I am leading a research project that explores the implications of technology-facilitated gender-based violence on the sexual health and rights of women and LGBTQ+ people. My colleagues and I, we aim to have an in-depth analysis of the interplay of multiple factors, such as the current economic decline, the legal landscape, the digital infrastructure, among other factors that shape the experiences of women and LGBTQ+ people. We also want to understand the extent to which this form of violence is impacting their health, especially their sexual health and rights. And we want to highlight the individual and collective efforts in responding to and preventing this form of violence in Egypt. We see feminist intersectionality is important to us in this research because in the context of Egypt, different systems of oppression across different realms, be it online or offline, systems of oppression across different domains, from the structural domain, such as in law and policy, to the interpersonal one, they converge and create consequences such as gendered violence. And the forms of gendered violence, it manifests differently in the lives of individuals, making their lived experience not homogenous. So the everyday resistance tools people use to respond to gendered violence. We observed an increasing pattern of different forms of tech-facilitated violence, such as digital entrapment, hate speech and defamation, online harassment, particularly throughout the past 5 years. Members of LGBTQ+ are targeted by these forms of tech-facilitated violence, and also it was common among women who were identified as activists, feminist activists, sex workers, or ordinary women simply striving to improve their financial standing. Their lived experiences were not homogenous. Structural factors such as discriminatory, vague laws, current deteriorated economic situation, factors like patriarchal hegemonic norms, among other factors, in intersection with identity aspects such as class, race, gender and sexual orientation. All these factors shaped the individual lived experience and determined the implications on the health of those who experienced this form of violence. And these implications on health extended beyond the psychological distress. It had consequences on their bodily integrity and their physical and sexual health. We were also able to document efforts to respond to these forms of violence, from the individual everyday actions to protect themselves to the collective efforts by women's rights and feminist groups to provide different forms of support to those experienced tech-facilitated violence.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Feminist Soundbites and stay tuned for the next episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.